T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Dan joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Dan. Thank you for your time today.
Anytime. Hey, Dan. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
So here you go, National Championship Day, and this story just keeps gaining steam. Obviously, it's not a good look for college basketball right now. Not a good look for Nike. Not a good look for Duke. Does it? It appears that that Avenatti is saying, "Hey, look, Nike was paying the mother of Zion Williamson as a consultant," which I don't know what she does for a living, but I can't imagine that she's a consultant for college basketball or Nike, is she?
Well, we don't know. That's certainly his allegation. And what's interesting about this is that he, you know, Michael Avenatti is throwing all sorts of stuff out there. Yeah. But on this one, he's saying Nike paid Zion Williamson's mother as a consultant through their Nike vendor portal, which is, you know, a lot of companies will have a way to pay, you know, contractors and things like that. He's saying, did you start paying them in 2016, some kind of monthly stipend on that? Now, Nike has not denied it. Nike just sits there and says, well, we don't, Michael Avenatti is not reputable, and we're not going to answer him. The thing that's interesting about this would take 1 minute to prove or disprove. It's Nike's contract, so they could look right now and check and say, no, we never paid this company that he's alleging. We never paid her. There's no invoices, nothing. This isn't like an anonymous source told me that some anonymous guy at Nike gave $5,000 in a parking garage somewhere. Like, there's no way to disprove that, right? This you could disprove. And Nike could come out right now and say, no, there's no record of it. You're a liar. You're making this up, and you're trashing Zion. And I would think the public then would be all on Nike's side, saying, who the hell is this guy trashing Zion Williamson and his mother? But they're not. Now they're saying, we're not going to deal with a guy like this. I don't know. So one of the problems with this scandal, though, is it's provable one way or the other. And one place can do it, and that's Nike, and they aren't saying anything.
Hmm. Hey, you know, this has been out there for, I don't know, it's 2 weeks now? At least 2 weeks that Avenatti's been, you know, like, screaming since he got in trouble, right? It's at least that long. Why do you think it didn't stick for the first week? Do you think that there might be some kind of scandal fatigue out there for the general public that's kind of like, oh, scandal here, scandal there, and then they're all starting to run together? Although now when you bring Zion Williamson's name into it, it sticks a little bit more.
It sticks because of Zion Williamson. Yeah. Like, one of the biggest stars in the country.
Right.
Any sport. I mean, even though he's a college player, everyone's fascinated with Zion. So that's where this is sticking. And I do agree there's scandal. There's scandal fatigue. I mean, okay, DeAndre Ayton. We already heard that DeAndre Ayton had gotten paid. What he's alleging on other parts of this is basically that Nike operated exactly like Adidas did, and the federal government prosecuted the Adidas executives. So what he's alleging is Nike threw it one of their AAU coaches, sent money to the AAU coach. The AAU coach gives it to the family or the handlers of a player, DeAndre Ayton or Ball, who's out at Oregon, and then they get the money back through a sham invoice, say, oh, it's travel expenses for our AAU team or something, tournament fees, and then Nike gives them $50,000 back that way. That is exactly what got the Adidas guys convicted. There's guys going to prison from Adidas for this. Now, we knew Adidas isn't out there bidding against itself, and Adidas doesn't have as many players as Nike. So if the second in the business is doing it, then probably the leader in the industry is doing it. So none of it's really a surprise. Nothing that he is saying doesn't make sense. And I think that's another reason why, that yes, there's fatigue. So he's sort of like, oh, we already know this. But at the same time, it does have a chance to stick, because you're like, well, this doesn't sound outlandish at all. And then you bring Zion in on it, and Nike's not saying anything. Duke hasn't said anything. It's college basketball is probably quite lucky that Michigan State beat Duke last week. It's not Avenatti hammering Zion Williamson right in the middle of the Final Four.
Dan Wetzel joining us from Yahoo Sports. With that in mind, if this blows up and keeps going, I can't imagine Zion Williamson suffering any ramifications from this. I think back to Hot Rod Williams when he was at Tulane, and you know, the story was he got a shoebox full of money to go to Tulane. Never affected him in his pro career. I can't imagine it would affect Zion.
No.
Could this thing end up affecting Duke basketball, the program, the coach, or does this all come back on Nike?
I don't think the NCAA has got the stomach for that one. I don't know. I don't think does Coach K know what's happening? No, probably not. Does he just sort of not have to know? That might be a bit of it. But, yeah, nobody cares about this with Zion. Zion Williamson, whatever, this is just water off his back. I mean, he's about to sign a $100 million shoe deal. He's the number one pick. Nor should it. I mean, the real scandal is like, well, look, if a major shoe company wants to sponsor a young kid with a few bucks, like, why not? Like, what's the harm here? It's really just the NCAA rules. And I don't think you're going to see it blow up into some huge thing. I think Duke will run an internal investigation that consists of did you get any money? Answer A is no and B is no. Thanks for your participation.
Right.
C is I'm not answering.
I play the fifth, D.
Yeah, I don't have to talk to you. I don't think we're going anywhere with this. So.
And thank you. It's nice to be the number one pick. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for coming, and hope when you make hundreds of millions of dollars, you donate back to Duke University. Thank you, Zion. Please tell every young kid in the country to come play for us. So I don't think this is going to really be that big of a deal, but it is certainly anytime you bring these scandals and you go to the gold standard, which is Duke. But look, this is just how it works. You can't just get the top three recruits in the country every single year. I mean, Mike Krzyzewski's incredible and Duke's incredible and all that stuff, but you know, some of this stuff's just common sense. Somebody's doing something. This is how college basketball works. It was laid out clearly at this federal trial in October. It just was Adidas, and it was Kansas and North Carolina State, Louisville, you heard about. If the feds prosecute the Nike executives, now the shrapnel hits the Nike programs, maybe. You know, Louisville, Kansas, and NC State, other than UCLA, are the biggest Adidas schools going. Well, what are the biggest Nike schools? Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, things like that. So there's a lot more that could come out, but I don't know how much it changes anything. Coach K is going to be fine. Everyone's going to be fine.
It is pretty crazy, though, to think about where this scandal is. And if you're sitting here in Ohio, you think about what Tressel and Terrell Pryor went through. You know, and I think it goes back to, Dan, what I brought up before. It's scandal fatigue. For fans that, you know, I look back at what happened to Ohio State football, and then you look at this, and you're like, huh? You know, then Tressel ends up getting suspended in the NFL over it. It's to me, it's almost comical, the whole thing.
He did get suspended by the NFL, didn't he? That was pretty amazing. Tressel's problem was he knew about it and wasn't
denied it. Yeah.
Forthcoming. It wasn't the act. It was I don't even want to deem it a cover-up, but, you know, it's not the crime, it was the cover-up. That's what got Tressel. I think he looked at that and was like, yeah, who cares? And I think most people look at it and go, who cares? But the NCAA cares. You're paid to care. These coaches, I do feel, have an obligation on this. They make a gazillion dollars off these players. And part of the reason they can make that money is because of these rules that don't allow the players to share in the money. So they got to spend it somewhere, so they spend it on the coaches. So,
is that how you fix it, Dan? How do you fix this?
Well, I mean,
I don't think there's an answer.
These rules would help. I don't think. I think if you allow Nike to deal directly with Zion Williamson, that's one way. Because you bring in all these handlers and third parties and subterfuge and all this stuff. Like, look, in the first trial, the case centered around this kid Brian Bowen, who was going to go to Louisville. Now, it's not even as good a player as DeAndre Ayton or Zion Williamson, but he was a good player. After his sophomore year of high school at Saginaw High, Adidas paid his dad $20,000 so he would play AAU ball for the summer with an Adidas program. Now, that sounds absolutely nuts, but that's the going rate. So Adidas wants to pay him, whatever. Why is that a bad thing? Okay, if Google or Apple or Amazon came into Saginaw High and found the best coder or best, you know, math guy at the school and said, we're going to take you for a summer internship. You have value to us. And maybe one day when you graduate, you'll come and take a job with us instead of someone else. And we're going to pay you $20,000 this summer. It would be hailed. It would be on the news. It'd be in the radio, the newspaper, everything. Like, this is great. Local kid wins this big grant. But because it's basketball, because of the NCAA rules, it's criminalized. Like, literally criminalized. The kid's career's wrecked. His dad had to do a non-prosecutorial agreement. Guys are going to prison over it. Like, the NCAA rules create so much of the mayhem. Now, I'm not going to say that there'll never be people trying to gain an edge. There will. But some of this stuff is just self-inflicted. It shouldn't be a big deal. If a multinational billion-dollar company wants to throw some money at Zion Williams, a kid in South Carolina, and say, hey, you know what? Let's sponsor this kid. I think he's good. There's no victim, but we've made it a crime. And I think that's kind of where I would say you can take a lot of heat out of this. Now, once these kids can go pro directly out of high school, you know, LeBron, remember, you know, LeBron had the Hummer and all that, and just sort of like whatever, right? It becomes less of a thing. And so a guy like Zion is going to be less of a thing. But there's always going to be that Brian Bowen who's not going to go straight to the league, and he's still going to be very valuable to somebody.
Dan Wetzel joining us from Yahoo Sports. They're all amateurs, Dan. We all know that, right? That's the whole thing. Let me ask you about the game tonight. We find it. I found the games over the weekend, I enjoyed them. I thought the basketball was not what it should be. And I think it's interesting that the number one and the number three defensive teams in the country are playing for the national championship. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing for college basketball. What is it?
It's the beauty of this thing is it sometimes creates these incredible things. And sometimes you get this matchup where you're like, look, if it's mid-February – and they go, hey, Texas Tech's playing Virginia tonight on ESPN. You go, what time's the Cavalier game? I'm going to watch something else. Nobody's watching this. But this is the tournament. Anything can happen. I think if you love defense, if you love coaching, if you love different parts of basketball, it's very exciting. A kid hitting three free throws at the end of the game to win it is exciting as a three-point jumper to a lot of people. Right? It's harder to do. We've never seen it. Very hard to do. So there are some things. I don't know what this is. It's just one of those years, or is it something that's going to be the trend? I really think college basketball is going to be in a real transition in a couple of years when the NBA takes the one and done away, and all of a sudden your superstar talent is gone. Does that muck up – is the way to win to kind of muck things up and play this style because there isn't going to be these NBA players anymore in the system? I think we're entering a transition. I don't know whether this says anything about it or not, but I love basketball and I can watch and appreciate it, but you know what? I like watching Russell Westbrook too. Watching dunks. I mean, it's all right. I'm not going to call me simpleton, but I like a good basketball, basketball. All right. This is all right. But I like that too. And I don't know how, I don't think this was going to be very appealing to the average fan. Like, this game's like 23-19 tonight at half. It's kicking, tipping at 9:15 Eastern. There's going to be a lot of people going to bed. I mean, there just is. They're not really going to care who wins this.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, too. Dan, we can't thank you enough for your time. You can follow Dan on Twitter, at Dan Wetzel. It's DanWetzel. And read all of his work at Yahoo. Some really good stuff, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it. Dan Wetzel joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.